Aiken and Butler go out wide to the left on the far side. Givens near side of the right. Juszczyk is in the shotgun with Matt Shaw. Yells out to the offensive line. Play clock is at 2. On third down, takes the snap, drops the pass, looks, fires, that's picked off! They got it down the sideline, 40, it's Dansby to the 20, 50, 10, 5, touchdown! Carlos Dansby, 51 yards!
You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Welcome back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. 216-578-0850. We'll go back to the phone lines before Jim Donovan joins us at the top of the hour. We got Mike on a cell. What's up, Mike? How you doing?
Good. Well, you know, I think Mike Pettine has 5 games to prove himself. And, you know, I wasn't for getting rid of him, but it's kind of hard to not justify cleaning house. I'd like to see him maybe bring in a president to take care of, you know, what goes out on the field and then hire the GM and the coach. But, you know, unfortunately, it's back to square one. But it's funny you were talking about offensive line play because that's what I wanted to call about. You know, the running game is just so pathetic. And, you know, Corral just, you know, the difference between this year and last year is so huge. I mean, the zone blocking scheme that they abandoned, is that, you think, the only reason why they're not running as well as they are this year? Thanks a lot.
They haven't. They're running some zone. They're running a inside zone, outside zone. And then sometimes they're running power, but rarely. I think obviously Andy Moeller, you know what happened with him, wasn't good for this offense.
No,
line.
It was
they're
not.
Struggling.
It wasn't.
Struggling.
I'm not saying it's a direct reflection, but I don't believe. I think there was a certain extent of continuity lost, and what's the word I'm looking for? Execution that has been lost, I believe, that since Andy Moeller and that everything kind of went down.
I think Alex Mack would be the first to tell you he's had a rough year. Cam Irving has gone in, and to say that Cam Irving as a guard has gotten off to a bad start would be kind.
There were plays that I watched Cam Irving specifically to watch Cam Irving, and it's just not good.
As I said last week, I hope he can play center.
Yes.
Because Cam Irving is, I don't think, going to be a guard for long in the National Football League. Roger in Kentucky, welcome to the show.
Thanks. I want to say you guys got the best show on the radio.
Thank you.
You give us Browns fans some hope, and we need some hope.
Yes.
Look here. Jimmy needs to get a hold of Pat and say, look, put Johnny in. You got 5 games. I don't care if he swings naked off every chandelier in the world. It don't matter. If he's drunk as a skunk, I don't care. Let's see the boy play. Let's see what we got. We need to start next season knowing what we're doing. And I don't see any other way to do it. Thanks, guys.
I mean, there certainly is a group of people who feel that way. You know, maybe some people now want to see Austin Davis. He's a young player as well, the quarterback position. Let's go to Dave in Avon. I'm sorry. Dave, welcome.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good, man.
You know, I mean, I think last night's game was just, you know, 2 teams that weren't very good, and the Browns competed with them, you know, because they're about the same level as what the Ravens are at this point. And I think it's just, it's like everything, you know what I mean? And Matt can probably speak to this a lot. It's from everything. It's coaching, it's drafting, it's, you know, guys aren't living up to what maybe they're supposed to be.
Certainly not.
And that's where it is. I mean, that you can see it in the team. You know what I mean? Like, every little thing becomes a bigger thing. And,
yep.
And you know, the Johnny thing, it's just a bad pick. Picking him in the first round, it really was. I thought it at the time. I'm like, why would you pick this guy? And then after he does all his stuff, I mean, look, the coaching people talk about the time management. Well, if you'd asked me, the Patriots screwed up the time management in Denver. You know, I mean, they're one of the best teams at it, right? And I think Belichick, if they would have just ran it 3 times at the end, you know, Denver would have had like a minute left to tie try to win the game. So that happens in games. But John, I mean, you have to just almost start over. You know what I mean? It's like
it's tough where things are right now. Yeah, they're more.
What they think they're doing? Like, you play Johnny. Look, when the Patriots look, the guy that fumbled the punt. Guess what they did? They caught him today. Or that day, they caught him. Now, he's not one of their best players, but
that's
he's a fringe guy. And he's out of there.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Johnny, out of there.
out of there.
Out of there. We certainly, I think there it's going to be a very interesting offseason. Tom in California.
And we'll be right here walking you through it step by step.
2 hours a day. Tom in California, welcome to the show.
Hey, boys, how you doing?
Doing better, man. How are you?
All right. You know, I think, you know, so remember back when Pettine was hired, Nate, you had mentioned that everybody should read Collision Low Crossers, right?
Yep.
And I did twice because, I kind of liked what Pettine was doing, right? I think one of the things that he's got that seems to me, and I'm just basing this on what I see, is he carries grudges against some of those players. You can't tell me that Dwayne Bowe could not have helped the team last night. He did backflips for Justin Gilbert, but then Justin Gilbert got in his doghouse. And, you know, instead of having somebody that disappoints you, going back and working with them to make them better, he just basically ignores them. And I think that's my biggest problem, my, you know, time management problems and his allegiance to Jim O'Neill, which I think is going to be his albatross when all is said and done, because it's his buddy. But that, I think he's got his guys, and if you're not one of his guys, then you're sort of out in the cold. And instead of trying to win with what you got, he's making points and carrying grudges. And I saw Dwayne Bowe on the sideline and looked at it. It baffled me. And even Gruden was talking about it. There was not one point that Gruden made that I could disagree with.
You're right. You're right about that. And he was, again, that's why you love John Gruden, because of the professional that he is. And what's so surprising is that John Gruden is so complimentary in covering the best and the worst football teams each and every Monday night. There's always going to be one winner and one loser. But for whatever reason, I don't know whether he went out of his way or it's just that bad that he seemed extremely hard on the Cleveland Browns last night.
He was extremely hard. I don't know if maybe he's angling. I doubt it. I think
we'll ask Jim Donovan right here at
with his cushy job. And yes, 2:00. When we come back, we will have Jim Donovan, the voice of the Browns from the PNC Bank Cleveland Browns Radio Network.